Dr. Ken and Doug. 1-888-55-DRKN. Come join us. We'll bring you up to date and all the health news. We'll take your calls. Head-to-toe medicine. You want to ask me a question about yourself,
right,
your spouse, your kids, anybody. 1-888-55-DRKN. We'll get you right in front, in line. No paperwork, no bills.
I want some paperwork. Let's get some paperwork.
DRKN.
Paperwork. We need paperwork. This is the government. You saw the study this week, the essence of which says that there's $750 billion a year, 30 cents out of every medical dollar squandered through unnecessary care, excess paperwork, fraud.
Do you really believe that, though?
I do, yes. I absolutely do.
Yeah. That's the same group that says we shouldn't be using PSAs. This is nothing but politics. The number's the same amount that Obama has cut out of Medicare. Huh? Is that a coincidence?
No.
There's
two different sizes. I'm surprised you take this approach. Because
I read their report. It's a bunch of hooey.
No.
It's all estimations. I read the whole report.
Okay. So you're saying there's no waste, there's no fraud, there's nothing.
I'm not saying that. Is there waste in farming? There's waste everywhere.
And why are you attacking
$700 billion of waste?
I'm shocked that you don't agree with this, given the fact that most of this stuff in here is blamed on the way, if I read it correctly, and I'm not always the one who reads things correctly, but what I saw in this was a condemnation of the Affordable Care Act and the amount of paperwork that is required of doctors. I saw this as something that, other than the unnecessary care part of it, and we all know there's unnecessary, you know there's fraud, that doctors ask people or go to the insurance companies and say that you need to get this, that, or the other thing, and we overdo things.
This was done. The Obama administration is trying to convince all elderly people that we can cut $700 billion out of Medicare so that, and there won't be any changes in the quality of care. Now, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to say.
But I don't see that this was about these people are Obama supporters.
This is the same group that advises the current administration on health care policy. It's the same group that told us we shouldn't be giving mammograms to women in their 40s. It's the same group that says we shouldn't be giving PSAs.
So, all right, let's then go back to talk about what you think the real number is. In the instance of doctors who prescribe things that aren't necessary or do procedures that aren't necessary just to protect themselves, there isn't excess paperwork now that you have to do, and how much does that cost you?
There is.
What do you think the number is?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to study it. It's a complex process. I have no idea. But it's too much of a coincidence. It's the same $700 billion that they've cut out of Medicare.
Hmm. Well, I think there's merit to the idea that there's waste, fraud, and abuse and excess in medical care. And whether the number is $700 billion or $300 billion, whatever it is unacceptable. And so if these people are supporters of Obama, then you take the number and fiddle around with it. But there still is an incredible amount of waste in our system. The $2 box of Kleenex, which normally costs 59 cents, those things that we refer to all the time. You look at the bills from doctors and look at the bills from hospitals, and you know they're padded. You know they're ridiculous. So, and I say that you, in a collective sense, isn't that right?
I don't think doctor bills, you know, there are some bad apples everywhere, you know, in every field. In your field, I'm sure you know people who cheat the public. But among doctors, we are so carefully watched today. There's so much effort to get our patients approved for procedures. You can't imagine how much time we all spent each week trying to get approval, pre-certifications for these tests. There's no longer an open doorway to get approvals.
I think you and I are saying the same thing. I think we're just saying it differently. The amount of the process, the amount of money. I went to the Mass Eye and Ear about a month ago because I was having a problem with my inner ear, and I talked to you about that. And the doctor who saw me, when we were done with a 14-minute, maybe 15-minute visit, I just got a copy of what Medicare paid in that bill, and it was close to $1,000. Now, you tell me that a guy who spends, I don't care how many degrees he has, 14 minutes checking out your ears.
The doctor didn't get that amount.
Well, it doesn't make any difference whether a doctor got it or not. I'm not criticizing doctors. I'm saying the system is crazy.
No, but wait a second. When you look at bills, the hospital, the doctor can charge whatever they want, but they get paid a fixed amount. So what the bill has on it as the billed amount has nothing to do with what the doctor or the hospital get paid.
So what does it have to do with? Why is my Medicare account charged almost $1,000 for that visit? Where's the money go?
No, well, the hospital charged you that amount, correct?
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with what they get paid.
But if I didn't have Medicare, somebody would pay that amount of money. So if I didn't have an insurance, so they make the deals with the insurance companies or Medicare, but if somebody walked in off the street and they didn't have insurance and they had a checkbook and they were asked to pay $947 or whatever it was to get their ears checked.
But most of those people don't pay.
Well, that's not the point. The point is that somebody has the gall to, somebody's going to pay it at some point in time.
No, it's not. Those are fictitious numbers. The numbers that you get billed, anyone who has insurance today comes in on a predetermined wage amount, so that the numbers are all fixed. There's fee control, so that the hospital and the doctor can charge you whatever they want, but they don't get paid if they get paid a predetermined fixed amount.
So how is that ethical, moral, legal? How is that right?
I don't think it's a moral issue because doctors have their own fees, but when they sign agreements with insurers, and Medicare is an insurer, they agree to take whatever the insurer is willing to pay for each code, and they can bill whatever they want, but they just that amount gets written off.
All right, what do you folks think about the conversation? If you're interested in replying, eat your heart out.
I would love to hear what everyone thinks.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. We're not here necessarily to discuss or debate this. I just found that number very compelling. And one of the things that I also found very interesting is that I think I was the only guy talking about this yesterday. Everybody else was talking about the sense of general conversation on the radio. All the people talking about the nominations and the conventions and all that other stuff. And meanwhile, whether this is a good number or a bad number, it certainly is an item worth discussing. But I challenge you to find a newspaper report or a news bureau report or any television or radio report on it. It were non-existent because nobody wanted to have that conversation. So anyway, maybe somebody here would like to hear a conversation. You've heard from... from both of us, so help yourself to 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken started by engaging you with the reasons that he is here to be of service to you, to help you. If you have a problem or you hear us talking about something, we certainly will go through all of the front page news this week from the various sources that Ken reads, and there are tons of them. Medical news, important news that you need to know about, maybe some new drugs are in the offing, things that may help you out. So 888-553-7536 is the way for you to build a relationship with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert here on the Good Day program. 888-55-DRKEN. One of the things that we have that is of interest and importance when it comes to Ken, who's a very well-known cardiologist. He has expertise and respect from people all over the country. Runs an office in Florida called Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic. You can get to him, if you like, at 800 Lake Cardio for an appointment to see if you can deal with some of the things. Maybe you're not happy with the information you've got from your cardiologist. Maybe you just have something in your head or in your heart that you would like to challenge. And so if you want to be comfortable, you call Ken now, 888-553-7536. One of the things, because he is a cardiologist, people are always asking him to take a look at products that are coming out, and he tests and sees things every week. Something that he now believes strongly in, because he's recommending it to his patients, is this product Cardiol, which has all these natural ingredients, Ken, that seem to help out your patients and probably help a lot of people, an all-natural solution to do what?
And as the phones heat up, Doug and I will cool off and we'll talk about our favorite way to get your cholesterol down naturally. Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for a lot of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, yes, they work together to lower the cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered, and Cardiol, it's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
30-day, that's what Ken said, you heard him, excuse me, correctly. A free 30-day trial of Cardiol is available to you by calling 888-809-6424 or by going on the, you can go to Dr. Ken's website, there's a connection there. You can go to cardiol.net/Ken, click on Dr. Ken's free trial. All of these will get you the same results, and that's that free 30-day trial of Cardiol. So you can find out for yourself that what Ken has just told you is absolutely true. 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a discussion of medical issues, the things that may be on your mind that need to be clarified, that sort of thing. Email to drken@drkenshow.com or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. One of the things this week that I think also is pretty controversial is this study about the NFL veterans. This is more of the same kind of thing that we have talked about here before, only it underscores it. It brings, I think, much more attention to the plight of those people who play football, no matter at what level, Ken.
Doug, I have to commend you because you really were out in front of this story, and you have taken a lot of national heat over this. From your old alma mater.
I took a lot of heat from them. I know that.
But I really have to commend you because you were way out in front on this one. And this now is becoming center attention out of the medical journal Neurology this week. It's a study of former NFL players, Doug. They find they were unusually prone to dying from degenerative brain disease, and this is the latest indication that repeated blows to the head may cause serious trouble later on. The death rate from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Lou Gehrig's disease combined was about 3 times what one would predict from the general population. This is a big problem. I don't know how to make football any more safe in terms of the head injuries. And you come to Florida, where I live, people are addicted to this. It's a rite of passage. It's in the culture. I don't know what to do about all this.
Hi, people want to talk about how much it costs, and it's their waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. So we'll get to your calls. Stand by on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Well, the lines are busy if you're trying to get through. We're so excited to get a chance to talk with you. We're eager to hear what you think about what Doug and I have been talking about, this report. Clearly, there is there's abuse. There's lack of efficiency.
See, I knew
medicine.
I'd get to him, folks. I knew he'd admit to that sooner or later.
But
go ahead. Keep going.
But I think the timing of this report is so political, and I think it just gives cover for the current administration.
See, I'm with you. I don't want to. Yeah, I don't. This is not. I think the current administration is from hunger, and I think the whole health care discussion is wrongly focused. There is a lot of abuse, however, in the system, and how do we fix that is probably the best question here.
Well, I would. The first thing you do is you put more competition into the system for insurance. You allow people to buy insurance around state borders.
Yep.
And also you limit the malpractice issue. There's so much waste because people have to defend their...
But see, you get the two... The problem with that is the lobbyists and the people who campaign, they are all pals, and the lobbyists make sure that these people on these various committees in Congress have all kinds of dough for their reelection campaign, and of course they're going to pay attention to them, and they're not going to pay attention to you.
Absolutely.
The groups that are supporting the insurance company and also lawyers, good Lord, the lawyers are the biggest contributors to those who are currently in power.
Absolutely.
So, of course, they're not going to get that through. Look at how many lawyers there are in Congress. And what is it, 243 or something? 888-553-7536. Denise in Wilmington, you're on the... Oh, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. Andy, I think you're in Wilmington. Let's start with you, sir. Go ahead. You're with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Andy. Join the fun.
Okay. I was exploring your conversation a while ago about hospital billing and stuff. If a person walks in... just walks in without insurance. Are they going to get paid that higher? Are they going to get billed that higher price, even ones that are able to pay but don't have insurance?
Well, this depends on the center where you go. I'll tell you what I do in my office, because just about everybody who walks into my office, most have insurance. Not all do, but most do, and the fees are predetermined. There's price control, so it doesn't matter what I bill you. I have to accept what the contract says I've agreed to accept. I have no control over my charges. If you
I have no contract, you know, being to just pay it out of my pocket without insurance.
Then you're the one who, if the provider doesn't have some heart, can charge you whatever they want. And the hospitals can charge you whatever they want, and this is so-called cost shifting, and this is a problem for people who don't have any insurance. The problem.
Do I have to pay that amount, that ridiculous amount, overcharged amount?
If you come in without a predetermined amount, then you have to pay whatever the bill is, and the best thing for you to do is to talk to the provider beforehand. If it's an emergency, then you're up the creek.
I don't, you know, that's not, that, I don't think that's right. And a lot of people out there would probably agree with me also. Paying the ridiculous price.
Of course it isn't right. Yeah, of course it isn't right. You're not going to get any argument from us, but how do you fix it?
What I do in my office, people who walk in without insurance, you know, I'll talk about to them. Hopefully they're honest. Most are, not everyone is, but most are about their ability to pay. And we'll usually, you know, give them a reduction down to what we accept from other people who have
insurance. How often is that the case? You get somebody who comes in that has the cash and doesn't have insurance. How often would you say that the patients you treat are, as you just described?
Probably, you know, I'm in my office probably about 5%, because the people, you know, in the country, you say how many people don't have insurance, and there's various estimates. Most of those people end up in emergency rooms.
Yeah. All right, sir. Good stimulating conversation. Thank you for that. 888-553-7536. Denise, I went almost to you. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Denise.
I actually just tuned in. Hi, I just tuned in a little bit ago. And, Doug, thank you for asking such great questions.
You're welcome.
We're not usually asking those questions. And so I don't know if I have the solution, but maybe I have something to offer. And so I guess what I was going to say is it is kind of a system that's set up maybe to fail, and it certainly has gotten completely out of hand. And so I guess one thing I would say is it's kind of our fault, because we've asked doctors to, you know, give us pills and very quick answers, and we haven't taken responsibility for our own health.
Great
comment,
Denise.
So we kind of created the monster, you know? Yeah, I think we did that. And we point fingers and we say the doctor did this and this happened and this drug didn't work and that. And we sue and we do all that nonsense. But the truth is we just need to take back our own power. And I teach natural health. And maybe it's obvious.
Denise, may I clone you? You are that's a fantastic comment.
Yeah, it is. And it's the right comment.
Thank
and you. The reason that people go to folks like Denise is because many of the normal practitioners don't work, or the system doesn't work. And they choose with their pocketbook to walk in the direction that they feel serves them. So, Denise, again, you've hit some nails right there squarely on the head. Appreciate your calling and your attitude. 888-553-7536. Do not move a muscle.
Don't go away, all you callers. We'll get to you.
Lots of folks on the air with lots of things to say. That's what this is all about. Good day weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
And the discussion is pungent. It doesn't mean it smells bad. It just means that some people think there's something that smells here. There's something rotten in Denmark when it comes to what you pay for your health care. There is a study that has been released that suggests there's $750 billion in waste. Ken says that's not the right number, but he does agree there is some, but thinks this is politically motivated. So we'll keep going. Kurt, another Angelian listening to KFWB. You're on, Kurt. Go ahead. Talk to Dr. Ken.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me, Doc and Dr. Ken?
Can we hear
hi,
you?
Kurt.
Fine.
I think with regard to your initial conversation at the beginning of the show that with regard to the, quote, scientific study, unquote, I think that basically, Doug, you fell for the propaganda, and Dr. Ken is right. And this is illustrative of the kind of technique that Obama's counting on to get support for his, quote, Obamacare.
Just to be clear, the reason that I brought it up was to stimulate conversation like this so we could have a discussion of both the issue as a political ploy, but also the issue as a real focus of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And if you really want to bear down into what my real thinking is, the essence of anything that has to do with the government always creates tremendous waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So, it may be this study was aimed at doing something differently. I suggest to you that the discussion of it backfires for them because people now say, oh, wait a minute, that's right. This is really bad. We got to do something about it. And so maybe even though the study was bogus, the idea of discussing it and having people have this information on the top of their mind, because we all know there is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the medical system, and how are they addressing it? Part of it is what Ken said a few minutes ago, all the legal expenses, the doctors, the insurance, the paying these tort cases, everybody sues everybody for everything. All that stuff has to come to a halt, or you're going to get bupkis for medical care. And that really is the reason for the discussion. Kurt, you did a good job, and we appreciate your call. Thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
Carol's in Piney Flats, Tennessee. Go ahead, Carol. You're on with Dr. Ken.
How are you today?
Hi, Carol.
Okay, my husband had a heart attack a few years ago, and while he was in the process of, you know, we went to the hospital that supposedly was on our insurance, we had the doctor that had always been treating us. Unbeknownst to us is our company that was working had dropped the insurance and that we were no longer covered at the hospital we went to. So we went ahead and we had to pay all the bills. Now, some of the doctors were nice. They would say, well, we'll charge you, you know, a little less than what we would have made. And some of them, like the hospital, they charged us the full $30,000 and we had to pay it.
Wow. That's why so many people are going bankrupt. More people go bankrupt because of medical bills than any other reason in this country.
Yeah, I find that many doctors will adjust if you don't have insurance based on the means. I'll just tell you from my experience, that's what we do in my office. And the hospital, you know, I would love to hear some hospital representatives talk about this.
Thank you, Carol. David in El Paso listening to KTSM. Go ahead, David. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Doug, when was the last time you walked in the Walmart and picked up whatever you needed and walked out?
I've never been to a Walmart, so the answer is that. I'm not trying to be facetious. When's the last time I went into anything and didn't pay? Has not happened since I was in I was in the eighth grade and I took a can of candy corn. Caught. So what's your point?
My point is, it is very easy to say that everybody is corrupt.
Hold the phone for a second. You didn't hear me say, the words never came out of my mouth, that everybody is corrupt. What I'm saying is the system is corrupt, and there are a lot of people in the system that help in that corruption. That's the point.
Doug, if you are sure that you didn't say corrupt, why are you talking about all these numbers?
Sir, you're playing a game with me, and I'm not a good person to play a game with. The word game doesn't work with me. I didn't say everybody was corrupt, but there is corruption. There is corruption.
It is not the word game. Have you ever looked into, ask your doctor who is sitting with you, ask your doctor what kind of unpaid bills that he's
Why don't you make your point, David? Let's not beat around the bush. Tell us what you're thinking.
My point is, it is not as much medical profession as the politicians and as radios like you and Rush Limbaugh make it to be.
Okay, so you're right about the first part and you're wrong about the second part. Ken, you got any comments?
Why?
Because I'm not like Rush Limbaugh at all. And it's not my fault that people get overcharged when they go to the hospital. What a ridiculous, absurd. Anyway, Ken, go ahead.
Well, I think David's point he's trying to make is that somebody's got to pay the fees.
Why are the fees so high? Because of insurance costs.
Well, the profits.
Because of legal expenses the doctors have to pay.
But realize the profits are not as great as they have been in the past.
Have you looked at the profit and loss statement for some of these big corporations that own hospitals now?
They announced in Massachusetts just this week that many of the Massachusetts hospitals don't know how they're going to survive.
That's because they're teaching hospitals and they're connected to universities. If you go to some of these big corporations, I'm trying to think of one, U.S. Healthcare. There's a senator that used to be on, who was the president of one of those big companies. I can't remember who it is. Do you remember? Offhand?
I'm not sure. I realize the profitability of medicine today has diminished
for you
so much.
And guys like you that are getting scrunched by the government, absolutely.
Correct.
You're getting screwed 35 ways, and most of it is because the government is in. We have people from other representations. It's the same as the USDA. It's the same as every level of government. People who tell you that they want to.
That you're citing right now. You know, basically said that guys like me in small practices have to get out of our bubble.
Well,
that's the words.
We know they're wrong. We know they're wrong.
You know, they're just looking down at people like myself, you know, as being in a bubble, and we have to get into their big organizations that they want to control.
The politicians are the root of all evil when it comes to this, because they allow back and forth these sorts of things to happen. The bureaucrats that are invited to come, or they become part of the system that work for Humana, or they work for Kaiser, or if it's the USDA, it's Monsanto or Dow, or any of these big companies that want to get their way in government, they send their employees in to so-called serve, and they get into these medium-level and higher positions. They influence what goes on process-wise, procedure-wise, plan-wise, and otherwise. And then they leave and go back to their companies after they've influenced legislation and rulemaking, so they get what they want. That's how the system works.
Doug, the current administration is pressuring physicians out of private practice into being employees of hospitals.
Because they want the government to run everything.
Exactly.
That's the corruption
exactly.
that we're talking about. It's outrageous.
It was published in one of our major cardiology journals in the last week that over 50% of cardiologists are now employed by hospitals and institutions, whereas just 10 years ago, it was no more than 10%.
Because they can't make any money because they're always getting sued. There's too much insurance. I mean, all of those things lead to people quitting, so, right? You'd quit if it wasn't for being so stubborn and go to work for somebody else. But you want to keep your practice going because you want to work for yourself.
The plan is to take it all over.
Yeah, and that's not what anybody wants. All right, David, thanks. You stimulated a good conversation. John, next in Leland, North Carolina, on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, my original question was that I just newly moved to the North Carolina area, and I wanted to go in for a physical because I hadn't had one, and I was due for one. So getting back to it, I went into the doctor. As I was waiting in the waiting room, I saw a little notation on the wall about stop smoking, a 1-800 number that you could call. I'm waiting. Finally, the doctor comes in. He's taking some history from me because I was, new to him. And during the process, he asked me if I smoked. I said, yes, I do. He said, not a very good idea. I agreed. And I told him that I had noticed a little phone number on the wall, and I may give them a call. So on and so forth, end of conversation. Weeks later, I received a bill from my medical provider. I am quite fortunate enough to have medical insurance, but there was an additional charge on the bill that they would not cover. I didn't know what the charge was. I went back to the doctor's office. I was explained that it was a consulting fee because
great.
I had discussed smoking with the doctor, and I get a kick out of it only because, as I watch some of these commercials on television and the correct questions you're to ask your physician when you go in, and people will clam up and don't ask anything, don't say anything. But initially, I paid the fee. I won't go back to that physician again. I've been to physicians in the past. I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania. I've discussed certain things for brief periods of time. Never was charged a consulting fee. But unfortunately, as my provider explained to me, this is one of the reasons why health care costs are so much. Getting back to David quickly, if I may, I think maybe to some extent, and his point didn't come across, but I was thinking that as I was here on the line waiting for you gentlemen, and I want to tell you both I really appreciate your show. I listen all the time. But getting back, since I've been in this area, is it possible that David was sort of coming up with this Walmart scenario as to whether or not if you come into that store, depending on your income or whatever, that you're going to pay one price, even though the price is marked at $100 for a particular item, you may pay less than a person that's making more. Same scenario if you go into the physician's office, like Dr. Ken is explaining. And I've had this happen over the years. My sister and I went to the same dentist. She had no dental insurance. I did. I paid a different price for a filling as opposed to her. Now, I mean, naturally, I know that there's different procedures that are performed, but is that part of the reason as to why we have these situations? And I do appreciate, Dr. Ken, you working with people in that respect that don't have health care coverage.
I absolutely do. I can just talk to you about how I personally do, and we try to be reasonable. And the problem with comparing it to going into Walmart is that when you go into Walmart, you don't have a third party paying for whatever you're going to buy in Walmart. And right now, few people pay much out of their pocket in terms of the proportion. And I wish that people were paying more through these health savings accounts, but the current group is trying to get rid of health savings accounts. And when people have to pay part of it from their own money instead of third party, they're a lot more careful shoppers. And this is where the system gets more effective. But there's an effort to get rid of these HSAs.
You know, listening to John, if I may pipe in here for a second, reminds me of somebody who suggested everybody ought to be able to buy a Lamborghini. If you don't have enough money to pay for one, then maybe you get some help from somebody else. But we all ought to be able to buy and run and drive a Lamborghini if we want to. That's the way this country country is headed, if we keep steering it in the direction we are, everybody's going to be able to have, the government's going to help you buy a Lamborghini. Because you can't afford it on your own, so that's how
or
ridiculous.
Or if you can, you're a bad person.
Yeah, right, exactly. So we'll charge you more. John, thanks for the stimulating call. You have a nice way about you. Appreciate it. 888-553-7536. Gail's in Gorham, New York. Hi, Gail.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Gail.
Hello. I back to the cost and who has to pay how much. I have a high deductible health insurance plan, and recently, within the last couple of weeks, had to make a trip to the emergency room. So I am going to be the one who has to pay the amount that's billed on that billing.
So you have health insurance that does not have a pre-negotiated fee for whatever services you have at the hospital where you were at?
Well, I have a high deductible policy, so until I meet that deductible, I'm the one who's responsible for paying the amount that I'm billed.
But they can't charge you any more per procedure than they would even if you didn't have a high deductible. When you buy a high deductible plan, you know you're going to have a big bill.
Correct, I understand that, but we're saying whether I'm paying it or whether the health insurance pays.
Right, but you're not being, but understand, if you have insurance and you went to a hospital that is a participating hospital in your insurer's plan, they're not charging you per procedure more than what they should be. It's just going to accumulate in your deductible, and you elected a high deductible, so your monthly fee would be less, which is great, but unfortunately, when you have to use it, it comes out of the deductible. But you're not being charged more than you would had you not had a high deductible. If you went to a participating hospital.
Okay.
Understand, Gail?
I guess fortunately this is the first time that I've actually had to pay anything from, you know, because
congratulations, you've been healthy. But just make sure, ask your insurer if this was a participating hospital, and just confirm that whatever they charge you per procedure was the pre-negotiated rates. And if they weren't, then you need to discuss this with the insurer, and the insurer will make sure that there are deductions because the hospital can't charge more.
Thank you for your call. Let's get to some folks who want
actually to talk about more
their medical problems, although this is a good thread for the conversation. You got more to add. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
All right, get to us now with your medical problems. 888-55-DRKEN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Some information into your ear now at 888-553-7536. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. These 2 hours, you're listening to the first hour, another hour coming up, devoted to health and well-being issues. Things that are piquing people's interest this week include this report on healthcare waste, but certainly our major reason for being here is to take your calls, asking your questions about your health and well-being, things that you may have heard from a doctor this week that you don't understand, or you're concerned because you don't want to go to the doctor about something. And then, of course, we have all the news to report on. Let's talk to Dennis Ken, who's in upstate New York, with a question about a diagnosis he has. Dennis, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken. I was recently diagnosed with carpal tunnel in both hands. And I froze in the office, and I didn't ask the doctor any questions. I was just wondering, Dr. Ken.
Why did you do that? Why did you freeze in the office?
I don't know. I'm talking to you folks over the air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, were you afraid of something, or was there...
No, I wasn't afraid of anything. It's just maybe I was concerned about what was going to happen. I can't put a reasonable emotional thought to why I froze.
Dennis, this is very common. Yeah. The shock of getting a diagnosis, you know, thinking we're not perfect, the brain freezes.
I understand that, and I thought I was past that stage. It's not a
felony. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. I appreciate your thought. But the right hand is severe, and the left hand is moderate to severe. And, what do I do now between now and surgery? Do I baby it? Do I coddle it?
Sure. Dennis, have the physicians recommended initially any non-surgical therapy like wrist splinting, some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or corticosteroids?
No, nothing. We went right to talking about surgery.
Well, I don't want to second guess your orthopedic surgeon because you may have, 10 plus off the Richter scale severity of case, and I don't want to get you concerned. But I would ask the doctor if it's appropriate to try non-surgical therapy first, because that's the usual approach to this. And if that doesn't work, if the symptoms are severe or persist after trying the non-surgical therapy, then we usually go to a surgical approach.
I understand that.
And there's different approaches. There's open surgery, there's endoscopic surgery, and which one is best for you, I can't begin to tell you over the phone without seeing all of your medical issues. But I would talk to the doctor which is the best, and there's good and bad regarding either approach. And with the right surgeon, with the right choice of procedure, many people do quite well.
Okay. If I could ask you one more question.
Sure. Go ahead and make it quick, though.
I will try. When people turn 65 and they have, like, Excellus or Fidelis, and they're on the Medicaid, the state government program, do they have to buy into the – do they have to switch over to Medicare?
If you're on Medicaid
– right.
At 65 – Medicare becomes your primary and covers 80% of the fixed amount that a provider can collect. And then Medicaid, you talk about how horrible the system is, then Medicaid becomes your secondary, but Medicaid doesn't have to pay the secondary, and doctors only get 80% of what they're supposed to get, and then they have to write off the 20%. So if you see a Medicare patient with Medicaid, you're only going to get 80% of what you're supposed to collect.
And aren't there a program you can buy into then at the time that would pay some extra procedures?
Well, if you don't have Medicaid, you can be billed this 20%. But if you're on Medicaid, I can't bill you for that 20%. I have to write it off. And this is why providers, you know, this is the other side of the frustration.
Sure. Understandable. Gentlemen, thank you. You do a great service here. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and listen to you consistently. Thank
all
you
right.
again for everything.
All right, Dennis. Thank you.
And in all fairness to President Obama, supposedly this is going to be fixed and Medicaid is going to pay the 20%, but that remains to be seen.
Wait a minute. Get that down. Somebody write that down. 5:58 on Saturday. In
no,
all fairness,
there. I've read the bill.
All right, there's nobody here that thinks that we're getting a fair shake, so it's okay, Ken. At any rate, another hour of conversation. 888-553-7536. Your calls are encouraged. You have questions about your health and well-being, the natural state of things. How are you feeling? If not well is your answer, you ought to be the next person to dial up 888-DR-KEN here on Good Day Weekend.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.